You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
I got no words.
Katie, bar the door.
We need Kate to go and bar the door. It's not about the end of the game. It's
Katie
shut
lied.
The door.
That's a Steely Dan song.
I
go ahead.
All right.
Let's do something with our lives.
After the madness of what was the NFL franchise tag day, other NFL team stars were given the opposite. It was a release form. Yesterday, my Falcons cut Roddy White, their franchise leader in almost every category after 11 seasons. And the Houston Texans decided to release Arian Foster. Foster at only 29 is on the right side of 30, but has already shown signs of an aging running back with a series of bad injuries. Last season, it was his Achilles. Foster has only played all 16 games in a season twice and started all 16 only once. White at 34, on the other hand, only had one touchdown catch last season and was a forgotten target for Matt Ryan, which makes sense because he does have Julio Jones. With the excess of Andre Johnson last season for the Colts, an older, experienced receiver can still find work in the NFL. So my question to you is, A, Arian Foster will be a more beneficial free agent signing than White or even fellow running back Matt Forte, who's on the wrong side of 30. B, Foster's injuries are problematic and teams would rather risk taking a slightly older Forte. Or C, Foster, who turns 30 in August, will just be as bad an option because he's 30 and a running back and those two things don't go together.
I think I like B. He's problematic. Man, when he's out there, he's looked like the best back in the league at times outside of maybe the child abuser. But you can't stay healthy and all of a sudden a running back at 30 is going to stay healthy. I'm going to lean on B.
Sports Illustrated had an article today that claimed Robert Griffin III and Colin Kaepernick are flawed and their end is near for both of them. The Washington football team pushed RG3 to the bench and Kaepernick is trying to send himself out of San Francisco via a trade. The Niners have a great slot in the draft to be able to take one of the top quarterback prospects, either Goff or Wentz, and the Washington team is very much set with Kirk Cousins. Benoit, who wrote the article for SI, goes as even far to say that both Cap and RG3 will be out of the NFL before either wins another 10 games. That's brutal. A, this makes sense. Chip Kelly and SF can start fresh with a new QB of his choice rather than be forced to work with Kaepernick, and RG3 could be a better option in possibly Dallas where he'd be in a backup role. B, Cap has a lot more to give to any team in the NFL and can be successful under Kelly in SF, but RG3 needs a complete change of scenery before he can prove that he is the talented QB that won Rookie of the Year. Or C, no matter where either of these guys end up, Cap won't be able to do what he did in 2012, and RG3 is too injury-prone to ever be good in the NFL.
I actually talked about this last week. I think, although I don't give the odds in his favor, that RG3 can actually play in the NFL. And I actually want to see what happens with Kaepernick, with Kelly. So that was kind of tailor-made. I'm going to go B.
All right. The MLB came down with their suspension of Aroldis Chapman. It was 30 games for his domestic and violence involvement. 30 games, just under 20% of the season for MLB. Many are saying this is Manfred beginning to put the hammer down on players involved in domestic violence suits. A, this is a good start for Manfred. However, his ruling on Jose Reyes will be the real defining moment of MLB's DV policy. B, Manfred should have begun with the suspension of Jose Reyes, seeing as Reyes has the stronger claims against him, and that would be the moment that Manfred was looking to have, showing that the MLB is not going to mess around with players involved in domestic violence. Or C, Reyes' situation aside, Chapman being suspended for 30 games for not being charged with anything might have been too harsh for Manfred.
I actually think there's still fact-finding on Reyes, and Manfred apparently is going to be the type of commissioner who will use all information available to him. So that would actually eliminate C and B. I do think it's a good start. The Players Association is very powerful, and they advised Chapman to, in some ways, admit you were almost lucky to just get 30 days and not have serious charges pending against you. I think the 30 is going to be elevated substantially when he brings down his ruling on Reyes, so I'm going to say A.
The Ducks men team wrapped up a share of the Pac-12 title regular season last night with their impressive win over UCLA. The Ducks might have their strongest team ever, as we've talked a lot about, but their job is not done, with their last game against USC coming up on Saturday before moving to the Pac-12 tourney as the one seed. Winning their first Pac-12 regular season title since 2002, one of the teams that team made it to the Elite Eight, and there are a lot of similarities that go just kind of beyond that. A, this is a huge success for the Ducks, as no one expected them to win the Pac-12, let alone be a top 10 team in the nation, no matter what happens to the rest of March. B, the pressure is on the Ducks to match the standard of the 2002 team, thus they have to make it to the Elite Eight. Or C, after winning a share of the Pac-12 title, the pressure is on, and it will be too much for the Ducks throughout the rest of March.
If somebody would have told me that they were going to go into the last game of the regular season with the one seed in the conference tournament locked and a chance to win it outright and still be a one seed, I'd be like, hey, I admire your optimism, but you may need to speak to someone, preferably in a situation where there are chairs in a semicircle. So the pressure's naturally on, and they want to achieve like no other. But I'm going to go A. This has been a pleasant surprise. It's an outstanding accomplishment already, and you just get the sneaking suspicion that it's just the start and really good things are going to happen to this team with a nice March run.